We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
WWPR FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Good morning, show. You love that.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a girl?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this
with Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
And Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
And shut up, this guy.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Good morning.
Nah, it's definitely Friday. It's a great morning, and the culture of hip hop, man, so much. So much music came out at midnight last night. I'm sure a lot of us was up a little bit past our bedtimes, you know, taking it all in.
Yeah.
But you had the Migos dropped a record, and 21 Savage is on the Saw soundtrack, and Nicki Minaj put Beam Me Up Scotty on the streaming platforms. And of course, North Carolina's own Mr. J. Cole dropped what I would call a very good project.
Yeah. Dope project.
Very good project.
I enjoyed it driving in this morning.
Yeah, he kept it about the basics. Hard beats, hard rhymes. That's all sometimes spitting. We need.
I hate when people say it, but I gotta say it, man. He's rapping like this is old Cole. And I know people get mad when people say that.
Old Cole.
He's spitting bars. He is going at everybody, every rapper's head. He's letting y'all know where he's from. Like, I like when Cole spit like that. That's the Cole I like.
I do too, but when did he not do that? I mean, Cole's pretty consistent.
Not like that. Not like that.
Only album of Cole's I've never liked is For Your Eyes Only. I didn't like For Your Eyes Only at all.
Yeah, no. Cole is
I still don't. Maybe if I go back and listen to it, I might appreciate it. No, I still don't appreciate For Your Eyes Only. But I mean, Cole has been pretty damn consistent.
He's
got a high. He's got a very high shooting percentage. Yeah. But I do thoroughly enjoy this album, though.
Yeah, no. The album is what I heard so far. I would say sometimes you got to listen to projects more than once. But I listened to it on the way in, and he was going in. He was giving everybody bars, and I like that.
Nah, he's not messing with y'all that be talking ish about him and then trying to give him a pound.
Yep.
When you see him,
sometimes you got to let Iggy's know. He said, don't get it twisted. He said, I'm really that person. I love that.
Who does that? Who shakes people's hands that they got an issue with, or somebody that's been talking about them? Who does that?
Not nobody. But that was a line in Cole's album.
Yeah, I hate people. I hate people like that. But he answered a question I had on the last song on the album, "Hunger on Hillside," because I was confused as hell listening to him talk about smashing a bunch of different women. Mm-hmm. And on the last song, he says, "I put my tongue all in my B. She get to hollering. I ain't doing no dirt no more. I stopped creeping 6 years ago. Effing them hoes until you realize that you is the hoe." Mm-hmm. That was a bar. I was like, okay, there you go, you married man. That's what I like. That's how I like to hear married men rap.
Uh-huh. Okay. Cole was going in. And shout out to Nicki Minaj. I didn't hear the whole project, but I got to hear the joint with her and Wayne and Drake.
Well, Beat Me Up Scotty is on streaming.
I thought she just put out Beat Me Up Scotty again.
Oh, that record's not a new record with Drake?
Sitting Green?
Yeah.
That one's new.
That's a new record, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's new.
That's a new record.
You said didn't hear the project. Like, how you ain't hear Beat Me Up Scotty? Beat Me Up Scotty
gonna
pull Nicki
up. On there. Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm talking about the Drake and Wayne record. Mm-hmm. Wayne is spitting on that. Drake is spitting on that. Nicki's spitting on that.
Nicki and Drake went live yesterday.
Yeah,
that's, I haven't gotten to that yet. My group chat was saying that Drake's verse was very whack, though. I'm just staying with the group chat said. I haven't heard it. They said it was a line about pizza that was horrible. I haven't heard it yet.
He said, he said something about
that's not my quote.
Pizza is better in the morning. Yeah. That wasn't whack to me.
I just, my group chat hated that line.
I said, glad to meet you. I didn't think that was a whack line.
Well, maybe he smashed one of their girls. That's why they was upset.
It seems like he does that a lot, and I ain't mad at him.
Bunch of haters in your group chat.
Pretty much. I thought it was all right.
Why I gotta be haters? People have an opinion.
The haters.
Jesus Christ. Oh, shut up.
I seem like people hate on Drake first. That's the first thing they do. I don't like Drake. Like, that boy be going.
That is not true.
That is the truth with Drake.
Get the semen off your bed, bro. Get the semen off your bed. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Now he had an opinion. Jesus now you got Christ. Semen on your bed. Yeah, exactly. You can't have an opinion now.
Exactly.
Goodness.
No,
gracious.
It's just like Jesus. Just because it's Drake, he can't spit a whack line.
No, I didn't say that. I just say most people hate on Drake first, and then they got to come back and be like Drake spit. But Drake,
I don't think that's hate. I think we got to change what our definition of hate is. I think having an opinion about somebody's line is not hate.
I think it's a little bit hate. Because even the last...
I haven't heard it, though.
The last couple of records he dropped, people were like, oh, I don't know. No, he was going in. Lemon Pepper Freestyle.
Well, maybe they don't like him.
Exactly.
Just because things chart high doesn't mean that they're actually good.
I don't even look at the charts no more. I don't care about the charts. I just listen to the records now.
Well, he did have three songs, one, two, and three. That never happened before last time he put out
that
three
pack. So what? Vanilla Ice sold 10 million records. So what? It's not about Drake. It has nothing to do with Drake. It's the fact that y'all have to stop saying that somebody's opinion is hate. Because guess what? If you say something is lame and you don't like something, does that mean you're hating?
Could be.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let's talk. I can't wait to talk about that later, Envy. You keep that same energy because you were in the news yesterday. So let's keep that same energy.
It could be. People hate on me all the time. I don't mind it.
No, not you. You said somebody was lame. So was you hating on that person?
Who? When I said who? Kevin Samuels was lame. That's what you're talking about. No, I really feel that he's lame. I don't. There's nothing.
No, you hating. You're hating. Nah, bro. You hating.
This is the thing. This is the thing.
You're hating.
There's nothing in the world that Kevin Samuels has that I want. Nothing in the world. I just feel like the fact that he's rating women is whack. And if you think that's hating, the fact that grown men rate women, then I think that you got a problem too.
You're hating. And guess what? You see how easily your opinion flipped because now it's your opinion, so you don't want your opinion to be perceived as hating? That's all I'm saying.
No.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Certain things, there's reasons. But certain things.
So your opinion is fact, but everybody else.
No, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before with my opinion. I never say I'm 100% right. That's the best thing about it, you know, when you have a conversation.
Well, I would love for y'all to keep talking about this, but I do want to make sure we get into front page news.
Okay.
Because there's a lot.
I don't think it's going to be as exciting as this conversation, but what we got?
We are going to talk about the new federal advice on being maskless. What's going on?
Definitely don't care. That was silly. That's silly. Now we're really about to confuse people. I think that's just an opinion. I think CDC might be hating a little bit.
Now you think they hating? I think they hating too. All right, but let's get to the. We gonna start off with J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
As we should.
Amari.
Which one?
Amari.
Okay, that's the second song, right?
Yes. You should have played the first one. Should have started it off.
Cameron.
Word. All right, but this is Amari. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on. New J. Cole. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with new CDC regulations. If you are fully vaccinated against COVID, you do not need to wear masks or practice social distancing indoors or outdoors, except under certain circumstances. So
That's ridiculous.
Yep, you can wear a mask. You don't have to stay 6 feet apart, except where required by law.
That's ridiculous, simply because we already know people can still get COVID when you are fully vaccinated. So that's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
But I guess they're looking at, they're looking at COVID now like a flu. They're saying that, you know, if you're vaccinated, necessarily die or be hospitalized from it. So they're trying to get back to normal, I guess. That's what they're saying.
So they're not proving the last president, who shall remain nameless, even though you know his name, they proven him right then, because that's what him and his administration were trying to say.
Yeah, but they were saying that without vaccination.
And yeah, they didn't even have a vaccination rollout.
I just think it's ridiculous. If you know you can still get COVID, even though you are fully vaccinated, why would you encourage people to do that?
I think you hate me.
That makes no sense.
All right, well, you can resume these activities if you've been fully vaccinated, and that means 2 weeks after your second dose in a two-dose series like Pfizer or Moderna, or 2 weeks after the Johnson & Johnson. And if you travel, you do not need to get tested before or after travel at self-quarantine after travel. But some places are not going to follow these guidelines. According to Cuomo, New York is not ready to follow federal advice. So he said, in New York, we've always relied on the facts and the science to guide us throughout the worst of this pandemic and in our successful reopening.
Yeah, they just want people to get the vaccine. That's all. They're really increasing the urgency of the vaccine. And I got to salute Governor Cuomo for making a wise decision, because I just don't understand why you would just send people out there, because people can lie. People can lie, people that didn't get the vaccine can lie. Well, they say they got the vaccine.
Yeah, they're selling vaccine cards online. I know that. So, yeah, like you said, yeah, people can lie.
And by the way, I've only gotten one shot so far, so I'm supposed to get my second one next week, but I got Pfizer. And now they're saying that if you wait, instead of waiting 3 weeks, you should wait 12 weeks after the first shot, according to a British study, and it's going to actually make a 3.5 times longer the antibody response. So they're saying that you should wait 12 weeks after the first shot.
Because I think you get that was more very irresponsible. Very irresponsible of the CDC to release those guidelines. Very irresponsible.
Well, that is your front page news. Those are, you know, what the new guidelines are.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm dialing. Hey, what you doing, man? I'm dialing. I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad
or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
I knew I was going to hear from you this morning.
Oh, you couldn't wait.
Envy.
What's up?
What's up, Envy?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, ye?
Hey, boo. It's your day today.
It is my day today. Shar.
Uh-oh.
Peace, sis. What's happening?
Shar. Mind your business today, Shar. You know why? Because it's J. Cole day today, Shar. J. Cole is here, baby. J. Cole is here. J. Cole is here. I listened to the album last night, and...
I know you did.
Man.
It's a great.
He's rapping.
Now, so far, I've only heard four songs, so I can't say too much. But the first four songs, because it came out late, I was trying to stay up, but I passed out.
I heard the whole album. It's dope. I mean, it's dope. He's back to the basics. It's hard beats, hard rhymes. A lot of great features.
Hey,
Lil Baby floated on it.
Star Cole dropped today, Star. I don't want to hear nothing you gotta say.
Okay. Hey, I won't give him no props then. Fine. Go ahead.
Now he's spitting. He's spitting on that.
I don't know it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Are you crying?
I
want to say something about Nikki.
Oh, God.
Don't hate on Nikki.
What do you want to say about Nikki?
Nikki day when it's cold day, but I'm going to leave it alone today. But I definitely got an issue with the Barbs, and I got an issue with Nikki.
Why?
Because today's cold day, and she's talking about Nikki day.
Today
it
is
can
a
be great for music, period, today.
That's right. Why not? And it's just like, she put out Beat Me Up Scotty again. That's cool.
Yeah, on streaming services, because that's amazing for it to be available for everybody now just to stream it.
Hello, who's this?
And make some money.
Hey, peace and blessings, man. How you guys doing today? It's your boy, Sean
Stone. Oh, Sean, boy. That's crazy, yeah, yo. Stone, we just talked to your murderer.
We just talked
to the person who killed you a long time ago,
it,
but we no need to talk about old stuff.
In a rap battle that I'm not actually a rapper, that I've been saying that over and over. For 10 decades.
Well, Chaz's not a rapper either.
For 10 decades? So for 100 years?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Whatever, man. You're trying to confuse me right now, man. Listen,
how
man.
Am I confusing you?
Well, go ahead.
You said you've been a rapper for 10 decades. How's that my fault?
You really want me to send a new song up there, huh? Are you really going to go to the studio and really do a new song, huh?
You're not a rapper, Sean. Get it off your chest,
then brother. Then you're going to make Trav do it, and that'll be a double homicide.
Well... Shout out my boy Nick G for killing Trav for me, man. I had to go get the sniper, man.
You don't even know him.
Anyway.
What? You don't even know him. They linked up. They linked up my off, young boy. Off their hatred for Trav.
You went and got your young boy. You went and got your young boy.
Yeah. Shout out Nick G in Michigan. But hold up, man. Listen, I want to say, Envy, shout out, man, to your new baby that's on the way, man. I hope it's a girl because your wife thinks you want a girl, bro.
Oh, yeah. We should have led with that this morning. Congratulations. Yeah,
man.
Envy's pregnant.
Was hating led with the negativity. I've been married 20 years. I got a baby on the way. He led with negativity.
Yeah.
That's how people are, though.
Thing, man, but hey Charlamagne, you need to stop eating on Drake, man, you know what I mean, for real. You know,
I didn't even say nothing about Drake,
bro. Every platform that you get on, you are, if anybody asks you anything about Drake, you always say something about Drake. Oh, I don't like his music. Or
that's not what I just said. I said I didn't even hear the song.
You just said they talking about Drake in a group text. You know what I mean? Drake love the ladies, man. Leave Drake alone, man. You know what I mean? You feel me? If you love ladies, leave Drake alone, man. And you should actually apologize to Dramos, man, telling him he needs to wipe that semen off his beard.
No, man. I shall not. Come on, man. Okay. Why is that disrespectful?
I want an apology.
You're not getting one.
But Sean, he does have something sticking in his beard, though, Sean.
I'll pass you a napkin, Dramos.
It's so disrespectful.
I'll pass you a napkin.
Stone Tropical Lyman is coming to the stage room, too.
Okay.
All right, brother. You do have a little something sticky in your beard,
man,
though.
Shut up.
All right.
Of course he does. And Drake off all night. Wow. And Drake ain't even drop a project. You know what's so crazy? Hey, J. Cole came out. People excited. Nikki put Beat Me Up Scotty out. People excited. Dramo saw Drake on live and was like, champagne popping.
Man,
shut up. You've been aroused all night long.
You're such a hater, bro. It's not even funny.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. 105.1. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, lay it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Uncle Smooth.
Uncle Smooth, what up? Get it off your chest.
Uncle Smooth.
What up, though, nephew?
from Detroit.
What's happening, what King? First of all, how old are you before you call me nephew? How old are you?
Hey, man, I'm 28, but I got an old soul.
Boy, if you don't sit down, sit your butt. Call me no goddamn nephew. Hey, 28 years old. What the hell's wrong with you? I'm your uncle. You said what?
Fine, I'll take it, but I call everybody nephew.
Don't call me nephew. I'm 42 years old. I'm a grown-ass man. Nephew, please.
Hey, you Dr. Charlotte.
There you go. Put some respect on my name.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Uncle Smooth. Go ahead, brother. Get off your chest.
All right, look. I just want to show some love. First off, I got two friends getting married. Shout out to Kyra and Destin. Right now, they got a bachelorette party in Vegas.
Uh-oh. You going?
Girl and their friends turning up. No, we having ours up here in the city.
Okay.
So your girl and all the girls are in Vegas right now.
Yeah, I'm keeping in contact. They all good, man. Yeah,
you didn't wanna pop up on them as a male stripper or something in disguise?
I gotta hit this squad.
Who's your favorite uncle?
Oh, he said he gotta hit this squad.
Who's your favorite uncle?
Uncle Magic!
Pop out with your PPI.
So wait, when is the wedding?
It's the end of this month.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right, brother.
On the 30.
Well, congrats.
The party, man.
Hey, also, can I show my girl some love real quick?
She ain't gonna hear you. She with a stripper right now.
That stripper did that last night.
She should be sleep, man. She should be sleep. But when she wake up, her name Brianna. I want to let her know, baby, I love you.
Aww.
Also, shameless plug, three words, Big B Accessory. Big
what?
B Accessory.
What is that?
LLC. That's her business.
Okay. Oh, that's
what is,
sweet.
What is that, though?
Business. She got purses, sunglasses, little body jewelry, everything for ladies. Check her out, Big BEE Accessories LLC _.
Now that's love. He called up to tell her he loves her and he plugged her business.
That's right.
Yeah, I like you supporting your woman, King.
Hello, who's this?
I just want to get off my chest. I nearly dropped my coffee yesterday when I seen those new regulations the CDC trying to put out here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not ridiculous?
I have my mask on. It's very ridiculous. Now I kind of wish I was in New York because I'm down here in Atlanta. Y'all know how they been acting.
Atlanta been open.
Listen,
been
Atlanta wide already open. Act like ain't nothing going on. Are you vaccinated?
No, I'm not. I'll be honest, I don't too much believe in that. I've never had a flu shot either.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very cautious.
Okay. And you should continue to be cautious then.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not vaccinated, you are still supposed to be wearing your mask and abiding by the social distancing and all of that.
But even if you are, you can still get COVID-19. You know, on the CDC, it says people could still get COVID-19 before or just after vaccination and then get sick because the vaccine did not have enough time to provide
protection. Yeah, you're supposed to
protection.
Wait. They consider you fully vaccinated 2 weeks after you get the shot,
correct.
The last one.
And you think people are really going to cool out for 2 weeks?
But let's be honest, though. Like, for people in Atlanta and people in Texas and a lot of these cities that are open, people in Florida, people are out and about in areas where people are not wearing masks anyway. Like, if you go to a club, if you go to a venue, I know they got a game, a soccer game in Atlanta this weekend where it's full capacity. You know what I mean?
We already seen what spring break was like in Florida.
Yeah, like people are walking around with no mask anyway. So, I mean,
but we don't know who's still getting sick. We don't know who's still getting hospitalized. And what's crazy is I told y'all that when Democrats got into the White House, the narrative on COVID would change. That's it. Simple as that. And the media has shifted the narrative on COVID.
Well, I think a lot of people are vaccinated now, though. That's the difference.
Yeah, a lot of
no
people
one was
vaccinated
then.
But people can still get sick even with the vaccine.
Yeah, but the point
that's
of getting vaccinated is that you're not supposed to, you don't get as sick as you would and you don't die.
Yeah, you don't get
how do we know this for sure?
Because they've been doing studies for months about it now. I mean, all we can do is
the vaccine just came out.
All we can do is, you know, follow these guidelines. And you don't have to. You can still wear your mask if you want to.
I wouldn't trust it because we've seen so many different things change. Every other week, it's a new guideline on COVID. I wouldn't trust it. I would still protect myself. I'm still going to wash my hands, still wear my mask.
Well, we should have been washing our hands before the vaccine anyway.
Of course, but vaccinated or not, I'm still taking precautions because I know everybody else isn't.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Man, so much music to talk about this morning, but let's start off talking about J. Cole. Now, I saw this trending where he addresses the altercation with Diddy on one of the songs, and we'll discuss.
All right, we'll get into that next.
Let go of my hand.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday was Envy and Gia's 20th anniversary, and then they surprised us all by announcing that they are pregnant, well, Gia's pregnant, with baby number 6. She posted 20 years ago
Congratulations.
Today, I was 3 months pregnant with our first child, Madison, and here 20 years later and on our 20th wedding anniversary, I am 3 months pregnant with our last.
Yeah, that's the perfect saying when they say when you try to make plans, God laughs. A couple of years ago, I think three, mm-hmm. 4 years ago, we were trying to have another baby and we were unsuccessful, which was weird because we knocked out 5 pretty fast. And this one, we weren't planning. And, you know, we're grateful. We're happy. We can't wait. I'm excited. Yesterday was a doctor's appointment to make sure the baby was healthy and everything was great. It was 12 weeks. So it just everything just fell into motion. Like it just... You couldn't plan nothing like this. Like, just when God wants things to happen, God's going to have things happen. So this is baby number 6. Everybody's excited. The little baby's excited. So it's going to be Casey Crew 6. This is going
to
be amazing.
She said, happy anniversary to the man I settled with at DJ Envy.
She definitely didn't say that.
Damn.
She definitely didn't say that.
Damn, King.
She definitely didn't say that.
No, she said to the absolute love of my life.
Yeah, she definitely didn't say that. But yeah, she said love of my life.
I think it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? God let Gia enjoy 3-4 summers in a row. Because she clearly never gets to enjoy summers because Envy always getting her pregnant. So
yeah,
congratulations.
We're going to have our annual baby shower, as Donnell Rollins says. So we'll have our annual baby shower. And I just want to say that I'm going to Human Resources after this. So yesterday in our group chat, Dramos posted a picture of the baby, the sonogram. And he goes, Envy's pregnant. See the God's the father. I just want to say that. I'm going to.
That's a rumor I heard.
Where'd you hear it?
I got my sources. I got a group chat, too.
In the words of a prophet named Jadakiss, I ain't never seen a person have a baby out of their mouth.
Wow.
What?
Well, in the words of Old Dirty Bastard, I guess he put a baby in your butt.
What? Where we going?
I've never heard Old Dirty say that.
So what?
I've never heard Old Dirty say that ever in my life.
You guys are crazy.
No, he used to say, I want to put a baby in your butt. I heard him say it.
Personally. Okay.
All right, when I used to work there.
Well, I guess congratulations to me, baby.
God bless you, baby.
baby number 6 on the way.
All right, now let's discuss J. Cole because his new baby's here. The off season, it crashed Spotify, and so many features on this because you know we're not used to too many J. Cole features. But he starts the album off with some Cameron.
I like this record
Killer.
Too.
It's the off season. Let's keep it tall. Y'all ain't f***ing with my man. And don't check your watch. You know the time. Cold World. Killer Cam. This is finish.
This too easy for me now. Cold been going plat since back when CDs was around. What you sold, I tripled that. I can't believe these clowns. Look how everybody clapping when your 30 song album do a measly 100,000. If I'm betting on myself, then I completely double down. If you hate it on a please don't greet me with a pound.
I love it. Cameron is forever classic. I mean, that beat was very Dipset-esque. That's the same sample Hov used for You Don't Know. I still wish Cam would have rapped on it.
I mean, those are the little Cam 16 on that.
That'd have been dope.
Those are the little details I would love to ask an artist, like, you know, what made you have Cam just want to talk on the intro?
He opens up the whole album. All right. And then, of course, he had Morey and 21 Savage on Pop Up On My Life. But another song that everybody's talking about is where he discusses Diddy on Let Go My Hand.
With my reputation at stake, I was scuffling just to save face. Couple wins, couple losses, some broken up too quick to call it. My last scrap was with Puff Daddy, who would have thought it? I bought that album in 7th grade and played it so much, you would have thought my favorite rapper was Puff. Back then I ain't no, now I know too much. Ignorance is bliss, and innocence is just ignorance before it's introduced to currency and clips of bad licks that haven't had serving 3 to 6.
Well, all right.
Yeah, I wonder what made Diddy do that. I mean, we all, you know, heard that story before, but I mean, you know, Diddy done ran down on Puff. I mean, on Cole, on Drake.
Well,
what is it? Because they
like.
Well,
what happened in this is that they said Diddy was trying to confront Kendrick and spill a drink on him, and J. Cole intervened.
How'd you confront Kendrick
over his verse on Control?
Who does Kendrick bother? Even if, over a verse, why? Because he said he was king of New York.
Yep.
Oh, please. If Jay-Z or nobody got a problem with that.
And they said that Diddy looked like he was visibly intoxicated at the party. So maybe he was just...
And that was how long ago? At least 10 years. That was a long time ago.
That's why you can discuss it now. It's in 2013.
Yeah,
it was 2013.
Mm-hmm. When that happened. All right. Now, other amazing news yesterday, and we didn't know what Nicki Minaj was announcing when she just said Friday, but Seeing Green, she has a collab out with Drake and Lil Wayne, as well as having Beam Me Up Scotty mixtape on streaming services. Now, we are going to play the entire Seeing Green with Drake and Lil Wayne right after this, but first, let's talk about Nicki going live with Drake, and here's what she had to say about how the song came about.
I was telling them that you sent me this record called Seeing Green.
That's right.
What made you think I would sound good on that?
I'm sure I speak for everybody in the live when it's like, yo, we really miss you. Like, we really miss your presence and just like, we miss the bars. We miss the excitement that you bring. So it's like, you know, I've been on you lately to just, you know what time it is. And you know, I'm coming over this weekend too, so.
Yeah, I agree with Drake. I mean, it's Nicki. You know what I mean? Like, you can't front on Nicki. Nicki's an icon. So yeah, you do miss when she's not in. Nicki wore not in those, the ecosystem.
Nicki wore those pink Crocs and made everybody go out and buy them, and they would just sold out in like seconds. All right, just from her in a picture with them on. Now she also talked about getting out of her writer's block.
I love you so much, Drake. So just let me tell y'all the real shit. He single-handedly got me out of my writer's block, and I'm never gonna forget it. And I'm gonna shout it to the world. On the mountaintops, because that's the real shit. That's my hand to God. He sent me something, and it made me feel so competitive again.
Nicki's also been through a lot lately, right? Let's not forget that. She posted about it, and she said, though I can't really bring myself to discuss the passing of my father as yet, I can say it has been the most devastating loss of my life. I find myself wanting to call him all the time, more so now that he's gone. Life is funny that way. May his soul rest in paradise. He was very loved and will be very missed. And so,
yeah, and probably okay.
She also discussed the passing of DMX. She said that also hit her like a ton of bricks.
And mentally and emotionally, she probably had a lot of ups and downs because, you know, she's enjoying, you know, being a new mother. And then, you know, her father passes. So, I mean, it's just a lot of ebbs and flows of life. So I can easily see why artistically she wouldn't be in that headspace. But, you know, you always do miss Nicki because you see her influence and DNA in damn near every female rapper.
Yeah, Nicki's flow, I think, and her confidence when she raps is how she sounds. You know, top tier. Now she also discussed about back. She also talked about obsessing over The Crown on Netflix. She said Kenya Barris is the person who recommended that she watch it, and she's been hooked on it ever since. And she discussed Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. She said it was one of the best pieces of work she's had the pleasure of viewing in a really long time. She called it genius. And she said since becoming pregnant, she also can't stop eating ice. She now eats about 20 cups of ice per day.
That's funny.
And then she discusses her little baby Papa Bear, and he said mama, and she got it on video.
Aww.
Just wow. But let's get into her new song right now.
Yeah, this is Nicki featuring Lil Wayne and Drake. What's it called?
Seeing Green.
Seeing Green. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I can't wait to see Spiral from the Book of Saw. It's full of puzzles and mystery with unique twists and turns. There are amazing performances from Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson. You won't want to miss this. Experience it in IMAX Friday.
WWPR FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club
up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
All right, Nicki Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I don't agree with the opinion of one of my group chats that that Drake verse on Seeing Green is slick. He's saying some things that seeing more plaques than toothbrushes until I'm at the pearly gates. I got to move something and I'm trying to run a country like Putin one day, but who's Russian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's saying some slick stuff.
I tell you, he's
on
spitting
that.
On that.
Hating ass group chat over there.
You know what, then Dramos? Every single Instagram you do is hate. Just hating on the Democrats.
You
two
guys,
days
we got to do front page news.
Yeah.
Y'all
opinions
can
and
hate
not
on
hate.
Each other
I tell
later.
You was spitting on that, though. All right, let's get some front page news.
All right, now, a single mother said she returned home to find out that she had been mistakenly evicted from her apartment. This is in Dallas, Texas. She came home after work, and a maintenance man told her she couldn't go in. She later learned that she'd been evicted by mistake, and they actually were trying to evict the tenant in the unit below her. She found her belongings, including her medication and her four-year-old son's toys, in the trash. So her whole apartment was empty when she tried to go back in and repaint it. Guess what they tried to do after that? Gave her a $200 debit card.
That's it?
Yes.
That's it. That's crazy. But they're not supposed to take your stuff out like that. They usually give you a day sometimes to take your stuff out.
Well, she does have a GoFundMe page, so she's asking for help. She has a $20,000 target to try to get some of her stuff back. So her name is Brianna Bonner. All right, now, a woman who won the $26 million California lottery lottery allegedly says that she may have accidentally washed her ticket and now she can't find it. So the last day to redeem it was yesterday. No one redeemed it. And she's saying that accidentally washed it. And
damn it, man.
Yes. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll tell you this, though. If the store that sold the ticket, if that prize isn't claimed, then that money will go to California Public Schools.
I thought those tickets had barcodes, though. And, like, you know when a winning ticket was sold and what time. Like, right, I would think that they could go look back at the camera and see.
So what they are saying is they are showing that surveillance video showed the woman who bought the ticket at that store. The store workers know her. That surveillance video has been turned over. They are going to investigate. So according to officials, if you believe you're a winner, you have to complete a claim form. But if you lose a ticket, you have to provide evidence that they owned it, like a photograph of the front and back of the ticket. So just for everybody out there, if you ever buy a lottery ticket, take a picture of the front and back just in case something happens.
But that is evidence. They got if that's the store that won a $26 million, they should know the time that that ticket was bought. They got her on video.
Yeah. I mean, they're investigating.
Yeah, they and it's got a barcode.
We'll see. We'll see what the results are.
Yeah, but remember, she washed it, so she doesn't even have it anymore.
Yeah, she don't have the ticket.
But they got the.
But I'm saying, the barcode comes out of the machine, so they should know exactly what time she bought
they
it.
Do.
When she bought it. Like she should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the store she bought it from is the store that won. So that is the store. So that's probably hers. They should give her that money.
Yeah. They still got to make sure.
Yeah, true.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
And nobody claimed it, right?
So no, nobody claimed it.
Oh, yeah, get that lady that money. Shoot.
Sir, can they still got to investigate and make sure everything matches up, you know?
All right, I think I believe.
Okay, guys, let's talk cheating, all right? Our not cheating. Let's talk not cheating. As men.
I don't want to play this game with you.
Well, it's not a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, J. Cole answered a question on this new album because I had the question after I heard the freestyle on the L.A. Lee because he's got a song called Hunger on Hillside. I was confused about J. Cole talking about smashing so many different women because I thought, you know, he was married with kids, you know. But on Hunger on Hillside, he says a bar. Do we have the bar?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm feeling myself, I'm bitter my wealth up till it's tiring. I'm put my she get that hollering. I ain't doing no dirt no more, I stopped creeping 6 years ago. From f***ing them until you realize that you is the whore.
Mm-hmm. I ain't doing no dirt no more, I stopped creeping 6 years ago. Fun effing them hoes until you realize that you is the whore. Drop on the clues bombs for that, that's a bar. So, you know, so clearly he doesn't cheat. Now, let me come clean. I tell y'all all the time, I haven't cheated since October of 2016. My wife hates when I say that. I understand why, because it brings back the trauma of when I was doing dirt.
Well, correct.
But men, we wear that as a badge of honor. Same way people talk about being clean off drugs or being clean off alcohol. It's the same thing when we are faithful. And women may not understand, but it's something that me as a man, I'm proud of. And when you say it, sometimes the men, they look at you like, for real? Like, it's the most unrealistic thing in the world, which just makes you say, you know what? I'm going to keep going. I can't wait till I can say I'm 10
years.
If your
woman has an issue with it, and you're the person that cheated, but it makes you feel good to say it, then...
Say it.
Yeah.
No. It don't make me feel good.
It is very triggering for a woman who is trying to do her best to put something behind us, right? And forget, you know, okay, we're trying to move on. I'll never forget that you cheated, but I'm just trying to move past it. And when you bring it up, you start thinking about that time. As a woman.
Absolutely. But you do have to give yourself motivation, right? It's like when you've been working out and, you know, you lose 10 pounds. You're like, man, I'm proud I lost 10 pounds. And now you want to lose 20. Or you do it till you get to your desired goal.
But
it's
that's
the same
just
thing.
About you. If it's affecting somebody else who you hurt, now, and they're saying, I don't like that.
My motivation is the fact I can go back in the house and I have a family, I have a wife. That's my motivation.
But time out.
I know you say that, but I never say anything about it. And the reason is what Angela, you said. I don't want to bring those memories back up. Like, I don't want my wife to think about that again. So,
and if she explicitly says to you, I don't like that.
Well, my wife never said that.
But I'm saying, Charlamagne said his wife has said she doesn't really like it.
She didn't tell me not to say it, but my point is there's certain things you do have to be self-serving about. You do have to be self-serving about doing the work on yourself. When you go to therapy or when you get you a sacred purpose coach or you meditating, you got to heal yourself in order to be a better version of yourself for everybody else. So to me, that's part of it. So I'm not mad at Cole for expressing that. So, and by the way, and amongst each other, men, we definitely say that.
We're talking about publicly amongst each other.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we say amongst each other. But let's open up the phone lines. What's the question? 800-585-1051. What are we asking?
I think, you know, how long have some of us been clean? And by clean, I mean faithful. Okay. I would like to hear some numbers this morning. Mine is October of 2016. We heard J. Cole say 6 years ago. Envy, you may not want to disclose how long you've been clean.
Mine is so long, I don't even remember how long. How about that? Mine is so long, I don't even remember how long. How about that?
Wow, pause, bro. I respect that, though. Jesus Christ. All right,
we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a line in J. Cole's new album. Can we play that line?
I'm feeling myself, I'm bitter, my wealth up till it's tiring. I'm put my dick in my she get that hollering. I ain't doing no dirt no more, I stopped creeping 6 years ago. Fun f***ing them until you realize that you is the whore.
Yeah, I mean, so we're talking about how long, you know, have you been clean as a man? And by clean, we mean faithful. You know, you always hear me say I've been clean since October 2016. My wife hates when I say that, and I understand why, because it brings back the trauma of when I was doing dirt. But you heard Cole say he stopped creeping 6 years ago, and I don't think that women understand we wear that as a badge of honor. And the reason is because we are proud of ourselves for changing our ways, and it's becoming a thing amongst the men I know, at least, you know, to discuss that amongst each other, you know, how long we've been faithful, how long we've been clean. And I mean, I think it gives brothers incentive to want to be clean even longer. And I think the Cole line, it's reinforcing that same, you know, rhetoric and thought process even more.
Yeah, I don't necessarily wear it as a badge of honor.
You should.
Nah, it's more of a badge of cowardice. Like, I always look at it like I shouldn't cheat it at all. That's how I honestly feel.
But so, you did, though.
I know. I
know.
Well,
it is what it is.
But I hate to go back at it because it's a time in my life when I wish I didn't. Like, you know, some people say, yeah, if I could change something, what would I change? I would change that because I wouldn't want to be a cheater in my relationship. I wouldn't want to be a cheater in the world. So for myself,
I agree.
I don't even wear it as a badge of honor. I don't even want to discuss it. Even the years, like, I wish I could say I never did, but because I can't, I don't want to ever say it and bring that memory back up to my wife because it wasn't a positive time in my life. Kind of like, you know, like me being together 20 years is a positive. I'll talk about that all day long. Me having, you know, 5 kids and 1 away is positive. So I'll talk about that all day long. But that.
Yeah, but you can't heal what you don't reveal. And I mean, the reason people.
I don't have to reveal it to the world, though. But you have, but I don't have to keep bringing it back up as a reminder to my wife.
So if you and your wife are doing a podcast live, and somebody stands up and somebody says, "Yo, you know, Envy, you know, I know that you know you did your dirt back in the day, you know what I'm saying, but me and my wife, we looked at you and your wife and how y'all got through your situation. You went through that, so you can share that story to help the next generation."
Right, and we shared it, and we talk about it when we have those questions. But I don't. On my own, sit there and be like, you know what? I ain't do this in this amount of time. And,
nah, just out of nowhere?
Nah, that's just me.
Like,
that's
things nobody. And then DJ, I ain't cheated.
Well, the reason we wear it as a badge of honor is the same way people talk about being clean off drugs or being clean off alcohol. It's the same thing. And women may not understand, but it's something that me as a man, I'm proud of. And when you say it, men look at you like, really? Yeah, bro, it's not that hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? At all. It's interesting because I've been with my boyfriend for over 5 years, almost 6 years, and I have never caught him cheating on me. Now, I'm not saying he did or whatever, but not that I know of. So, but I remember my ex-boyfriend, he used to cheat on me, and anytime it came up, it used to make me so mad. So it was just kind of difficult for me. So I can't say, you know, as I'm older and more mature now, how I would feel, but, you know, that's just a difficult one.
Well, let's go to the phone lines.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has to live their truth, and you also have to, you know, live how you got through it.
Some women think all men cheat, but I don't think all men cheat.
And that's not true.
Yeah, Keith, I don't think that.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, brother?
How long you been clean, Keith?
Keith, look, I don't cheat.
Did you call yourself and Keith just now in third person?
He did call himself Keith. Yes, he did. Keith said Keith.
Definitely a narcissist. That's a toxic trait.
Whatever.
He's trying to convince himself.
What I really wanted to say is, Charlamagne, I don't like the way you talk about your wife when you talk about some, I've been clean for 4 years, this. I've been clean for 4 years.
It's been longer than 4 years.
It's braggadocious, and I feel like that's disrespectful to your wife. And I can understand why she's upset about that. And I want to say, Envy, I commend
you. Time out now. I didn't say she was upset. I said she don't like it. She's not upset. It's not like she's sitting around here fuming, you know, throwing things.
I can understand why she doesn't like it. I want to commend DJ Envy because even though Envy, he made mistakes, he don't go around talking about it on a freaking nasty syndicated radio show. The way you talk about it, you talk about getting away with cheating. Like, you got away with murder, like you're Jay-Z.
I didn't get away with it, though. What are you talking about? I didn't get away with it.
You said what?
We've been together 23 years.
But she still married you. Sounds like you got away with murder to me, and she still was able to marry you.
That's not true.
Thank you.
But
brother.
See, one thing about me, I live my truth, so nobody can use my truth against me. But more importantly, all I have in life is my experiences, and if my experiences can help somebody else grow, I'm gonna always express myself.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I do the same. I mean, I've had podcasts talking about it live. I've talked about it on radio. I mean, you guys out there listening world have been a part of me. Trying to make amends with my wife, but it's just something I don't bring up as a reminder to my wife.
And you're like, now 4 kids later, let's live.
4 kids later, right? We'll take some more calls when we come back.
And when you've grown and evolved as a man, the same way I tell brothers I go to therapy, the same way I tell brothers I got a sacred purpose coach, same way I tell brothers I meditate, I'm telling you about the things that I did in my life that helped me personally and professionally. And when I started doing right by my wife, oh my God, I've had the best years of my life.
If I tell my man I didn't like when he did something, I wouldn't want him to do it anymore.
800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. If you just joined us, we're talking about a line that J. Cole said in one of his songs. Can we hear it?
I'm feeling myself, I'm better my wealth up till it's tiring. I put my dick in my she get that hollering. I ain't doing no dirt no more, I stopped creeping 6 years ago. Fun until you realize that you is the whore.
All right.
Yeah, that was Hunger on Hillside.
Right.
And Cole said he hasn't creeped in 6 years. And, you know, I've always gotten on the radio and said I haven't creeped since October of 2016. And I was saying how, you know, my wife doesn't like when I say that, but it's not like I'm wearing it as a badge of honor. Or maybe I am, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'll continue to say it because I tell brothers all the time, when I started doing right by my wife, my life changed personally and professionally. You know when Celia on Color Purple said, ain't no good gonna come to you until you do right by me? That's real. And when I started doing right by my wife, my life has been amazing. And I will express that to any brother when they ask me, what are some of my keys to success?
Hello, who's this?
I don't want to say my name.
What's your comment?
And we're having a man conversation this morning.
I know, but I'm calling from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
To answer the question, no, I haven't cheated, but I am divorced. But listening to the show, I had to stop listening because Charlamagne was always talking about how he cheated on his wife, and I used to feel sorry for her as far as having to listen to that, you know, triggering what I went through. So I would just tune out and then tune back in when it was time for the donkey of the day.
Right. I don't think men can understand
mad at me for saying I was wrong?
No. I'm not mad.
She said it was triggering her.
I'm glad you admitted that you were wrong, but you don't have to admit you were wrong every day.
I don't do it every day. I do it when the topic
of cheating comes up. For a while, you did it a lot, Charlamagne. And the time that Monica visited and you said something about cheating, and she said, oh, God, that wasn't that long ago.
That's because we had a song out called Black Men Don't Cheat.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think men can ever understand how women really feel when you get cheated on by somebody you thought cared and loved you. And not that they don't, but it just makes you feel all kinds of things. So it is hard. And I don't think y'all will ever understand that.
Definitely. And I don't think women will ever understand that the reason we do, you know, say those things is because we are proud of ourselves for changing our ways.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This Sharp.
What's up, brother?
Yo, I haven't cheated on my wife in 4 years. I never cheated on her. Actually.
Congratulations.
But, you know,
wait, hold on. Now. How are you saying you never cheated, but you haven't cheated
come
in 4 years?
Come on, black man.
That sounds silly. No.
Let me say this. I was in a relationship before my wife, and I was cheating then. But now, in the relationship that I'm in, I've been totally faithful.
Okay.
And I'm proud of myself. So,
as
I also
want to
say this. Y'all should set up like a mailbox or something where people can call and comment when they can't get through.
Yeah, we've been trying to do
my
that
brother,
for like...
I've been saying that for 7 years.
We've been trying that for like 8 years,
7 years. I've been trying to get this show to have a voicemail where people can just call in and leave messages overnight when they're drunk or whatever they want to do. I've been trying to get that done for 7 years.
I said that when we first started the show because I used to have that on my old show. I was like, we should have a voicemail, and it still never happened.
We have Chris on the line. Chris, good morning.
Yo, what's going on, man? Just call me C. It's not Chris. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it.
don't say my full name, King. I'm trying to come clean. How long you been clean, C?
Yo, come on, chill, Charlamagne. Actually, it's C-L-I-F-F, but y'all acting
Cliff.
Like
Chris.
Oh, Cliff.
They always call me Chris. Yeah.
Okay. How long you been clean?
Since 2014,
bro. I respect it, King.
Yo, but here's the thing. You know, back in 2014, you know, I had my little altercation when, you know, we got into it over me cheating. But at that time, we was engaged, you know what I mean? So we got married May of 2015, had a little girl in October 2015. But throughout that entire marriage, I moved my girl down from New York. She came down here and Duval stayed with me. And since that time, I had to deal with it for the entire five-year relationship, you know? And I mean, you know, I'm talking about simple stuff like, yo, I'm going to the gym to work out, less than a mile from my house. I'm like, yo, you can come up there and check. Look through the window. No, I'm working out. And it's like, you did this and this. What took you so long to get home from the gym? Yo, I stopped for gas. Here's the receipt, but you don't want to see the receipt. You know, so it was like living in an irrational world. I'm like, I'm trying to rationalize with you. I know you're dealing with it. But at the same time, like, look, here's the proof that I ain't did nothing. And, you know, I don't know if some women can ever live that down. You know, I was listening to what Angela was saying. And yeah, while you don't want to put it in their face, a lot of time they put it in yours, you know? So, you know, it's just something we have to deal with and life goes on. But, you know, at the end of the day, I really want to say thank you. I've been trying to get in with y'all for like 10 years. I've been trying to make this call and actually talk to y'all.
Okay.
Envy, I just bought my first rental property in December 4th. I buy all my rentals in Beckley, West Virginia. I'm trying to do like you do, go back to my home state and buy my stuff, and now I'm closing on my sixth store at the end of this month.
Dope, man. Congratulations,
man. King.
As far as you, Charlamagne, I appreciate it. As far as you, Charlamagne, you had my breakthrough, but you made it feel okay.
to go and seek therapy. I go every 2 weeks. Well, of course, it's virtual, but I've been going to therapy now for like the last 4 years. I'm a retired Navy, so, you know, I really needed it. And helped me to love myself, you know what I mean?
And love, brother. Angela, Let's keep growing, man. Let's keep growing and evolving.
No doubt. And Angela, I want to thank you as well. I listen to your advice. I've been listening to y'all for a long time.
Thank you, brother.
Charlamagne, I went to the Navy school down there in Goose Creek. So I've been listening
before
you ever got on the Breakfast Club. I've been listening to you, brother. And I used to listen to that whole morning show down there as well. I want to say it was called the Breakfast Club. But
it was the Breakfast Club. Baby J and Tessa Spencer, man. And my people, I love Tessa.
That's what I thought. Yeah, so I appreciate y'all. That's all I want to say. You know, just giving love back.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, brother.
Appreciate you, King.
No doubt.
All right.
Salute to everybody listening to us on Z93 Jams in Charleston. That's I used to be on that station, and that's the show, the Breakfast Club. Baby J and Tessa was on there too.
All right. So what's the moral of the story, if there is a moral?
I mean, I think the moral is I think that J. Cole line will encourage, you know, brothers to be faithful, because, you know, I was confused about him talking about sleeping with other women because he's married with kids. So I was like, damn, why would a brother with that much influence be saying that? So to hear him say he hasn't creeped in 6 years, that's incredible. And I know women don't like that. My wife doesn't like it when I say I haven't cheated since October 2016, but I think it's an uncomfortable truth that helps us all grow and be better men. And, you know, I'll continue to live in my truth, because I tell brothers all the time, when I started doing right by my wife, my life changed personally and professionally. So if you ask me one of the keys to my success, that is absolutely positively one of them.
All right. Now, when we come back, I got an announcement, something that I'm doing that I'm going to be sharing with you guys.
Man, Gia pregnant already again? She ain't even had the sixth one yet.
Got you pregnant, man. Shut up. Now, and we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about this celebrity. He's opening a restaurant where homeless people can eat for free.
All right. We'll get into all that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. And next hour, Devon Franklin will be joining us. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening?
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Now, did you ever think you would still love hip-hop as much as you do at 40? Well, I'm 42, but did you ever think you would still love it at 40 plus years old?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I know, but
I'm always love R&B. I always knew that. I knew I would always love hip hop.
But we didn't know that, you know, our generation of hip hop would last this long, right? Because the generations before us, they didn't have this kind of run. So when you see a J. Cole album and you see Cameron, you know, on the album, somebody that's from our era, it's like, damn. Who knew that our genre would continue to take it this far?
Yeah, I never thought it wouldn't last, though. I never thought about it like that. It's just what we listen to.
Yeah, but I just never thought the older artists would still have so much relevance, especially amongst the younger generation, because we really did come from a time where it was like our generation, we'd kind of disposed of the generation before us. Mm. I mean, they still kind of do that now. They don't respect the 80s like that. Remember, we had Big Daddy Kane up here, and he said that. Rakim said the same thing. They didn't really respect the artists that came before them like that. At least not overall as a culture.
Yeah, I agree with that. They definitely don't necessarily respect, but I also feel like they necessarily don't know, because they haven't grown up on it.
We grew up on what we grew up on. These kids are growing up on what they're growing up on, and they're going to grow older and still love that.
But even
it's nostalgic.
But did a 22-year-old grow up on Cameron? No.
But you heard more Dipset and more Cameron music than, you know, you
at 22?
You hear that on the radio now. DJ still
22
play.
Means you was born in like 99.
Yeah, but you still hear that now.
But just think about it. One day
plays
your kids.
Rakim on the radio no more. Like on hip hop stations, they don't play Kane no more on hip hop stations. They don't play KRS-One, but they still play Dipset. They'll still play the G Unit. They'll still play Hove. They still play that era.
One day kids from now that are just being born won't even know that much about, say, Lil Baby. Right?
True. When of course.
Yeah, they'll grow up on something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just always happens.
But I guess growing up, hip-hop was so new for us that, you know, you like, damn, I just didn't think that it'd still be around when we were in our 40s, but it is, and I'm happy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to shout out to everybody that has been supporting my car show in Atlanta. I just want to say thank you. Give them a round of applause. I mean, we have, it's 3 times bigger than the New York one. We have more people there. That's going to be 3 times than the New York one. I just want to say thank you. I got a lot of calls about doing the New York one. So I just want to say right now, can we give me a drum roll or something? Something nice, something dope. August 15th. If you're on the East Coast, I know a lot of you guys say, Envy, I love you. I want to support your car show, but I can't make it to Atlanta. August 15th, we are doing the car show in Atlantic City.
This is at Beta Field, which is 144 acres, the first airport in the U.S. Atlantic City is giving me that space to have the car show. So it's going to be Carchella, amusement, rides, carnival theme.
Juices,
vendor trucks. I'm serious, everything. We have vendor trucks.
I meant my juices, Envy. I wasn't talking about nobody else's.
I was talking about your juices.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have your juices there. Vendor trucks, amusement rides, exotic cars, celebrity cars, cars from the Paid in Full era, your favorite DJ. We're going to make it a full weekend. So shout out to
who's our favorite DJing?
I mean, anybody. I mean, any DJ from the station. Me, I'll be DJing. Okay. Clue will be DJing. Spin King will be DJing. Any DJ from the stations that you listen to will be up here DJing. It's going to be a great event. Tickets are $19.99. We try to make it very affordable. So we have an early bird special, $19.99 for tickets. Kids 4 and under are free. So if you got small kids, don't even worry. Just bring them. It's going to be a dope event. So we're going to make it a weekend. You could come with your kids, then, you know, bring a parent so they can, you know, a babysitter. So that way that night we could go gambling. So hey, August 15th, you know, in Atlantic City. And it's brought to you by Lincoln Tech Power 105 and, of course, the great city, Atlantic City. So August 15th, Carchella is coming to the East Coast. So that means all you guys from Philly, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Boston, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, all you guys, this one is for you. So I want to see you guys there. And you can click the link in my bio if you want more information. But I can't wait. I'm excited about it. You know, I love my cars and I love to bring people together. And this is how I do it, through cars.
And Power 105 is the station that we're on in New York.
Correct.
For everybody listening to us everywhere else.
We need to get rid of the phrase early bird. I find it offensive.
Why?
Why? Because you're a bird?
Yeah.
You would only find that offensive if you're a bird.
I don't want to be an early bird.
You just want to be a bird.
Yeah. No, I don't even want to be a
bird. You want to be a bird?
What are you saying?
I don't want to be a bird anymore.
Why are you offended?
So what do you want to be?
See, this is why woke people got to get some sleep.
I'm just kidding.
Because when you stay awake too long, you don't think straight. You know what I mean? Take a nap, ye. And then join us for Rumor Report.
See, I don't want to be a bird.
I want to be an early lion.
All right. Well, early lion prices are 19, whatever they want to call themselves, you can call
yourself. Early lion slays the prey.
I'm not going to call you all that. But $19.99 right now, August 15th, Atlantic City. We're going to have a lot of fun. Shout out to Lincoln Tech. Let's get to the rumors. No, we're going to get to rumors, right? Let's go.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Jaden Smith is opening a restaurant that will give free meals to homeless people. It's named after his I Love You food truck initiative. He launched that nearly 2 years ago on his 21st birthday. He wanted to provide healthy vegan food for free to those in need in L.A. So now he has the I Love You restaurant, and those who can afford to pay for their meal will spend a little more, so they'll be paying it forward to the next person in need. But if you're not homeless, not only do you have to pay, you also have to pay for more than the food's worth. That way you're paying for the person behind you.
Salute to Jaden Smith. I always say Jaden Smith is the Gandhi of our time. Dropping the clues bombs for Jaden Smith.
What the hell is that?
That's my phone, the goddamn bomb.
I said, what the hell is that? And I said August 15th. I mean, August 14th. August 14th.
What the hell are you talking about?
Can you turn that phone off?
I couldn't find it. It's in my pocket.
August 14th, what?
I got to remember to pay my meter.
Oh,
I said, what is wrong with y'all? You got phones going off? Envy just yelling out random dates? Is that Gia's due date?
No, August 14th is the car show. I said August 15th, August
14th. People might have just tuned in. Have y'all forgot how to do radio?
It's only been 30 seconds. Have you got your phone together now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
I couldn't find it.
I was like, what the hell is
that? What was going on? Guys, I have to pay my meter at 8 o'clock, and I don't want to forget because I forgot the other day. I don't want to get a ticket. All right.
Yeah.
And speaking of toxic,
stop calling you an early bird anytime soon.
Speaking of toxic work environments, Ellen DeGeneres sat down with Oprah, and she was saying that she didn't know that people felt like this.
If it was why I was quitting, I would have not come back this year. I really did think about not coming back. You know, I mean, it was devastating. I am a kind person. I read in the press that there's a toxic work environment, which I had no idea, never saw anything that would even point to that.
Did you feel like you were being canceled?
I mean, I really didn't understand it. I still don't understand it. It was too orchestrated. It was too coordinated.
Somebody gonna have to define that word. Now, that's the word we need to change. Like, the word canceled don't even mean what it actually means. I guess that when you're getting attacked on social media, getting attacked in the press, that's when they say you're being canceled. But are you really?
No. All right. In addition to that, you know, she talks about wanting some more challenges.
And so I was really interested to hear you say that you knew 3 years ago or 2 years ago when you signed that this was going to be the year. How did you know?
As a creative person, I really need to be challenged. And as much as I absolutely love this show, there are just, you know, things that I just, it just, what's why I've hosted the Oscars. It's why I went back to stand up. There are just different things as a creative person that I feel like I need to do.
And it's got to suck, right? Because I tend to believe her when she says that, you know, she already had it planned that she was going to retire. I mean, Ellen's damn near 70 years old, but it's got to suck because now everybody thinks you're walking away because of all the outrage. The
right, you always want to go out on a high.
Exactly.
So it kind of tarnished everything that she had done for so many years. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. again, you know, we're hearing all these different accounts of what it was like on that show. So working behind the scenes from past employees, from current employees. All right, now another person who timing couldn't have been worse for is Chrissy Teigen. Now, apparently, she's being held accountable for some things that she had said to model Courtney Stodden years ago. Back in 2011 and 2012, she was basically harassing her on social media. She told her, at Courtney Stodden, I hate you. She told her, what drug makes you do that with your mouth? Asking for a friend who really wants to know how to look like an idiot, thanks. She said, and Courtney Stodden called her out for all of this and talked about the DMs that was sent to her by Chrissy Teigen and about her bullying her when she was only 16 years old. Well, Chrissy Teigen apologized. She said, not a lot of people are lucky enough to be held accountable for all their past BS in front of the entire world. I'm mortified and sad at who I used to be. I was an insecure, attention-seeking troll. I am ashamed and completely embarrassed at my behavior. But at the same time, right, she also said, but that is nothing compared to how I made Courtney feel. I've worked so hard to give you guys joy and be beloved, and the feeling of letting you down is nearly unbearable. Truly, these were not my only mistakes and surely won't be my last as hard as I try, but God, I will try. Now, at the same time, some of her items have been pulled from some deals that she had. She was in Target. If you guys recall, she had her cookware. She was at Macy's. And now they're not. And at Macy's, they discounted some of her items. But according to reports, she was planning to just do all that e-commerce on her own site already anyway. So it wasn't that Target yanked her stuff from the stores and from the website. It was something that was already in the works since December. And it's just a coincidence it happened at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what else they want from her. I mean, she's holding herself accountable, and you know, sadly, yeah, you know, they that phrase kill yourself, I don't know how she said it, but that phrase kill yourself, you know, back in the day, that was something that was thrown around a lot because it was actually started by a comedian. I won't say who that comedian is because, you know, y'all might go attack him, but yeah, that was a phrase, kill yourself, back in the day. People would say it in jest, you don't remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, but this is a 16-year-old girl who, you know, a grown-up, but she, you know, Chrissy Teigen saying she's sorry, and you know, she said she tried to reach out to Courtney privately. And she wants to publicly apologize too.
How long ago was this? I don't even know how long ago it was. How long ago was this?
2011, 2012, both of those years.
Yeah, that's about the time when people were throwing that kill yourself thing around.
All right, well, that is
your rumor. They tell you drink bleach or stupid stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to next?
Donkey of the day today is going to a woman named Audrey Nicole Francisquini. She needs to come to the front of the congregation. We need to have a word for her, man. Y'all going to learn about wanting to do any and everything for the gram. We'll discuss.
All right. We'll get to that next. And let's get into a new J. Cole joint. This is Pride is the Devil. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, it's a tough tune.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is Start Here. This new podcast series from Mel Robbins is a great collection of snack-sized, inspiring motivation. Your first 30 days of Audible Plus are free. Sign up at audible.com/breakfastclub.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
And iHeart Radio Station.
Let me put a little bit of the Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
You are rocking with the best.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, May 14th, goes to a 28-year-old Miami, Florida woman named Audrey Nicole Francis Queen. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? Well, the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and that is just something that will never change, people. Okay, Jesus could change water to wine. Jesus could feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but he couldn't ever do anything to change Florida's crazy. Audrey is proving that because she was arrested on burglary and other charges. Now, I know you're thinking, Uncle Charlotte, please, burglary and other charges, that's light. Well, you may be right, but her motivation for doing it isn't. Would you like to know what caused this woman to be charged with these crimes? Let's go to WPLG Local 10 Miami for the report, please.
Judging by her mugshot, she thinks it's funny. Police say 28-year-old Audrey Francis Skinny was so desperate to be followed and liked, she was willing to risk getting arrested. They say she trespassed into American Senior High School in Hialeah Monday.
She pretends to be a student, is walking around this high school, handing out pre-printed pamphlets with her social media Instagram name on it.
School officials say she was asking students to follow her on social media when she was spotted by security guards. The incident report says she was able to get away on foot, but was tracked down at her North Miami Beach home where she was arrested.
Audrey, 28-year-old, big grown ass, broke into a high school to pass out flyers to tell kids to follow her on Instagram. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't claim to be the most tech savvy human on the planet. Couldn't Audrey just have targeted kids of a certain demo on various social media sites to follow her? I hate Instagram now because those fan pages are always telling me to listen to someone's music or telling me or asking me, do I want something long and hard? Couldn't Audrey have done the same thing? Couldn't she just have spammed people to death on their pages? And if you wanted to go to the school and pass out flyers, why couldn't you have waited until after school? Do the kids not hang out somewhere? Couldn't you go to Rick Ross Checkers and pass out flyers? I know CDC has said if you're fully vaccinated, you know, you don't have to social distance. But why, oh, why would Audrey just walk up into a school at a time like this, be all up in people's face, passing out flyers to get folks to follow her on Instagram? Now, what's incredible about this story? Security approached her twice, and the second time she refused to stop and left the building. But the problem was, as you heard in the news report, she left what I call digital white pebbles. See, folks be out here online being the real life versions of Hansel and Gretel. And for whatever reason, when y'all go live from the scene of your crimes or you record yourself at the scene of your crimes, you think you're leaving digital breadcrumbs and you think digital angry birds are going to come and eat those digital breadcrumbs off the internet and no one will be able to follow you. But that's not how any of this works. When you get online, those are digital white pebbles and no angry birds can eat digital white pebbles. So since Audrey was recording herself walking the hallways, it didn't matter if she fled the scene. All police had to do was do exactly what she was trying to get folks to do at this high school, and that's follow her on Instagram. Police said they were able to use her IG account to find her, and Audrey was arrested at her home in North Miami Beach. I, for one, can't believe she has her own home. I need them to define home immediately because it's a part of me that just has to see how a person with this type of mindset lives, okay? I like to use the term digital D-head, but I can't say the other name for Richard on the radio, but Audrey is a digital Dick Tracy head, okay? She is a digital Dick Cheney head. I will never understand people who do it for the gram. I love Instagram, but not like some of y'all, okay? We have seen folks set themselves on fire literally for the gram, and I don't understand it. We'll never understand it. I'm old school. I'm trying to get my dollars up, not my followers, okay? I love the process of getting things done, but acquiring followers on Instagram is not one of them. I don't get it, but once again, here I go trying to apply logic to the most illogical place on the planet. The place that is one word, 2 or 3 syllables, depending on how you pronounce it, Florida. Please give Audrey Nicole Francis Queenie the biggest hee-haw. By the way, I have no idea what race she is. I can't figure it out. Okay, post her mugshot. If you're watching on Revolt, you can see her mugshot. Or you can Google her, Audrey Nicole Francis Queenie. Look at her. Just smiling, showing all her teeth. I bet she can't wait to post that mugshot on her Instagram later if she hasn't already.
All right.
Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, Devon Franklin will be joining us.
Live free.
For people that don't know who Devon Franklin is, you want to break down who he is, ye?
He's a producer. You know him. He's also married to Megan Good. He's a best-selling author. And he has a book out called Live Free. Exceed your highest expectations.
All right. Well, we'll talk to him next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Power 105.1.
Back.
You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
He's got a new book out called Live Free, Exceed Your Highest Expectations. Devon Franklin is here via Zoom.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
How are you, sir?
Man.
I'm asking that from a genuine place. I ask everybody that nowadays, and I really want a real, honest answer. How are you?
I'm good and I'm stressed.
Okay.
That's the real answer. You know, I'm in New Mexico right now, Albuquerque, New Mexico, in pre-production on my next film called Flamin' Hot, which is about the creation of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Wow.
Man, you confuse people when you say that, because when you say Flamin' Hot, and I think Devon Franklin, like, this is a movie about hell, but then it's about Cheetos. Wow.
Cheetos, yes. Richard Montanez was a Mexican janitor who worked for Frito-Lay, and he came up with this idea to put chili powder on a Cheeto, and the CEO at the time gave him an opportunity to do it. Next thing you know, Flamin' Hot Cheetos becomes the number one snack in the country, becomes the biggest snack for Frito-Lay. He goes from being the janitor to becoming vice president of multicultural marketing. So it's like an incredible pull yourself up from your bootstraps kind of story. Eva Longoria is directing it for me, and so I'm here prepping it, and then I'm also doing the book launch, a million other things. So I'm great, but you know, I'm feeling the stress of managing everything right now.
No, I'm glad to know that.
Question, but that's how I'm really doing.
Because I always wondered what the hell Flavor was Flamin' Hot. So I'm glad to know that. I will be watching that. I like those kind of stories. I love the story about the McDonald's founder. I love those kind of stories.
Oh, yeah. The founder. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The founder with Michael Keaton. Yep.
Well, let's talk about you, because obviously now that you're in Albuquerque, you have the book out and you talk about expectations, right? So is your expectation when you're doing something like this, when you're super busy, to be stressed, and how does that affect your relationship?
Is the expectation to be stressed? Yeah, I think that comes with the territory, you know, especially when it comes to making a movie. Making a movie is a very, very stressful endeavor because, you know, there are so many different people. There are hundreds of people on set trying to manage that. You know, I'm the producer, I'm the sole producer, so I'm responsible for the creative and making sure everything is going well. So that is stressful, there's no doubt. But in the book, I talk about, you know, one of the things that is a set expectation is what's in our control. So what I control, I can't control the chaos of the set, but I can control how I prepare. I can control my disposition. I can control my attitude. So then how it impacts the relationship, you know, there's got to be a lot of grace, right? Because I'm here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Megan is in Atlanta shooting two movies. So we are not, you know, together physically. So it's really about us communicating. And that's the second part of setting expectations, is really communicating what those expectations are, especially when there's some physical distance. You know, we always try to stay, you know, in lockstep because, you know, at any given moment, I can send a text and she can misunderstand it. She can send a text, mm-hmm. I can misunderstand it. So it really requires us to really vocalize how we're feeling, what's going on. So these feelings or these unspoken expectations don't become resentments.
You know what's interesting to me? I had you on Lip Service, right? And I had posted a clip from the episode. And now there's all these men who are like, quote, relationship experts, right? Like a Kevin Samuels or, you know, Derek Jackson. And I know we discussed this a little bit. And I saw some people just being real skeptical now of anyone that's talking about their own experiences or giving advice online. So what would you say makes you different from people like that?
I think that anyone, especially any woman, should be skeptical of any man, you know, seemingly trying to posit that we have it all, right? As I mentioned on the show, I think that we teach as we learn. And I think too often as men, we've made the mistake of trying to mansplain a whole bunch of stuff, trying to act like, yo, we are the ultimate experts. But every man, as I talked about like in my last book, every man struggles between, you know, this love and lust, every man. And so, you know, it's one thing to offer advice to say, hey, here's what I think. It's a thing to offer that advice as if it's the gospel. And so for me, you know, I always temper any advice I give to say, hey, listen, I'm learning these things. This is what I'm experiencing. But at the end of the day, please listen to the advice. But at the same time, find your own truth in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I do not want as a man, especially giving advice to women, to act like, yo, I'm the authority. No, we got to have a lot more humility. We got to have a lot more humility. We have to also understand that we as men, every man knows what goes on inside. So the idea that I'm going to sit up here and tell you, oh, yeah, it's all this, and this is what you got to do and do this to your man and all, that's not me. That ain't me. I'll offer what I know, but I try to do it with some humility and also saying, hey, you got to know that as a man, there's some things that I'm dealing with. And so I'll try to help you, but just know that it's not coming from a place of like, oh, I've got it all figured out.
Now, Devon, what does the title mean to you? Live free, exceed your highest expectations. What is free to you?
You know, free to me, and I define it in the book, is, you know, not being under the mental, emotional, or physical control of anyone or anything. And when what free means to me is the freedom to be who I am, the freedom to think how I want to think, the freedom to create how I want to create, the freedom to walk in the power of my calling and my gifting and my creation, and exceed your highest expectations. You know, a lot of times I talk about this in the book, you know, expectations are weights. And the more that we have, the more pressure that we feel. Then the only way to exceed an expectation is to, one, release as many expectations that we don't need. So often we're expecting too many things. And I say, you know, let them go. And if you do have an expectation, you got to set it. Once your expectation is set by knowing what's in your control and what needs to be communicated, then you position yourself to exceed it. So for me, that freedom is being able to think and be and grow and be who I am, not who people want me to be.
Are expectations and standards synonymous?
They are not synonymous. And I talk about this in the book. This is really important. A lot of times, you know, when we have an expectation, we try to then make that the standard by which other people live by. That's dangerous. because it's my expectation. It's your expectation. When I start to judge others by a standard that I've created, now I become the judge and jury, and that's a dangerous place to be. It's one thing for me to have an expectation, and the expectation is a strong belief about what should happen in the future. A standard to me is, here's how I live. You know, I have a standard of excellence. I have a standard of discipline. I have a standard of integrity. I have a standard of character. So that standard can position me to meet an expectation, but the standard and the expectation are different, because the expectation is something I'm hoping is going to happen. A standard is something I have control over every single day. And please resist the temptation to make your expectations everybody else's standards, because everyone has different standards that they live by. And part of living free is not just the freedom that I have. It's letting everybody else live their freedom. We are trying to control too many people, and we are trying to judge too many people. What about letting someone go on their journey and discover what they need to discover, instead of trying to control and judge and vilify people for living life and learning the lessons that they need to learn?
All right, we got more with Devon Franklin. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Devon Franklin. You know him. He's a Hollywood producer. He's a best-selling author, motivational speaker, host. He has a host of titles. But he's joining us this morning. Charlamagne?
You know, when you talk about the dangers of expectations, how can we avoid having too many expectations? Because they usually come from, you know, a place of want, right? Like, you know, whether it's your upbringing, our environment, our personal experiences, you want more. That's sometimes the expectation. So how do we avoid having too many expectations?
Well, we avoid them by evaluating. Where does the expectation come from? A lot of times, I have a whole section in the book about cultural expectations. And, you know, depending on where we were raised and the family that we're in and our race and our gender, we have all these expectations that we carry because of what's expected of us based upon the groups we identify with. And one of the reasons why I wrote this book is I want everybody just to stop for a minute and say, why am I expecting this? And is it my expectation? No matter what group you identify with, I believe we still have to set expectations for ourselves. So we avoid bringing on so many expectations by evaluating them. Why do I feel the need to make a certain amount of money? Is it because that's what I want? Or is it because I feel that if I don't, I'm not going to be able to land the right, you know, mate, or I'm not going to be able to be successful, look successful in the eyes of my family? It's about evaluation. I'm not saying other people's expectations of us is wrong. It's only wrong if it's not of our choosing. So we avoid it by evaluating. And we also got to do, I talk about this in the book, a joy versus pain assessment. If your expectations are bringing you more pain than joy, I would argue you may have too many, or you may have the wrong ones. Mm. But if your expectations are bringing you more joy than pain, then I would say, okay, great. They're playing a positive role in your life. It's really about this evaluation and no longer just mindlessly living life with the stress and pressures that we feel without saying, wait, where's this coming from? And what really is the direction that I want to go?
Now, another thing you talk about is participation takes you to your destination. So yeah. Please explain that, because I try to be really intentional. Like when something is wrong in my relationship, I also look at myself too, right? I don't always think it's just his fault. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, I talk about expectation without participation equals devastation. So what I mean by that is that, you know, when we have these unspoken expectations or we have these unset expectations, when I talk about an unset expectation, especially like in a relationship dynamic, one of the things that we try to control, which is out of our control, is other people. So when I have an expectation that I can control somebody, I'm setting myself up for devastation. So when I talk about participation, that participation means that if I have an expectation of my relationship, that first and foremost, I have to be what I expect. Mm-hmm. Meaning if I want love, I have to be love. If I want kindness, I have to be kindness. If I want consideration, I have to contribute consideration. In my experience, a lot of people want things out of a relationship that they don't put in. Mm. It's like going down to the bank, trying to take something out, but you ain't putting nothing in the account. Mm. But then you get mad at that ain't nothing coming out, but tell me what you deposited. So we find ourselves in this situation where a lot of times in a relationship sense, we're kind of crazy because it's like, wait a second, I want this person to love me. I want this person to be kind. I want this person to be considerate. I want this person to be thoughtful. But I might not be contributing those things. So I talk about having an expectation, but then you got to participate. And the combination of those two is what sometimes can set us up for that expectation to be met. And also, the one thing I would say is this, it's dangerous to give to get. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a giving person, you want to be a loving person, love, give. If you realize that you're not, that the person that you're giving to is not giving the same amount, you can then make the decision that this is not the person I want to give to. But resist the temptation to allow that person to disrupt who you want to be. If you're a giver, give. Don't let someone's selfishness disrupt your desire to be a giver.
That's right.
Just find somebody else that you want to give to. You know, because so often in a relationship, we let other people get us out of who we want to be. If you're a loving person, be loving. If that person doesn't accept your love, that's a reflection of them. Maybe you got to give your love to someone else, but don't let that person disrupt the DNA of your creation and your personality and your outlook on life, because then they win and they go on to somebody else and you are left picking up the pieces and trying to figure out who you are.
You know, I want to talk to you about chapter 12, the process is the result, because you talk about focusing on the process. And, you know, that's something I always tell people, because everybody always wants to worry about the end result, right? Like, oh, he got $30 million for this, $100 million for that. But what about what that person did to get there? How can we break our addiction to results?
Oh, man, bro, this is the key right here. No matter what your goal is in life, no matter what you're trying to do, and this sounds a little, you know, counterintuitive, The result is not the result. It's about the process. Meaning, if I'm focused so much on the result, if I'm focused on how much money I want to make, if I'm focused on the position that I want to have, if I'm focused on the deal that I want to get, and I overlook the process, then I may never achieve what I want. You know, in my experience, one of the people that I learned the process from a lot was, like, growing up in the business, was Will Smith. You know, he's been a mentor, been a friend, and he was the one that really focused my attention on the process. You know, when we would work on movies like Hancock and Karate Kid and Pursuit of Happiness, it was all about the process of developing the script. We would spend hours upon hours upon hours getting the script right. Why? Because the better the script, the better the development, the better the casting, the better the movie would be. And in my experience, when we treat that process like the result, we ultimately can get the result and sometimes better. Going back to expectations, the reason why the process is more important than the result is the process is what we can control. If I'm focused on the result, it's an unset expectation. I'm wanting something that I actually don't control. But the process I control, my discipline I control, my integrity I control, my excellence I control, my attitude I control, my research I control. Y'all got one of the dopest shows on the face of the planet. But no matter how hard you try, you can't get somebody to listen. But the process, the guests, how well you research, the questions you ask, the marketing, the publicity, and the more, the richer the soil of the process, the stronger the growth of the result will ultimately be. And in my experience, you can overshoot the result if you have an incredible process that you focus on and you nurture every day.
That's right. Listen, it's my man, Devon Franklin. The book is out right now, Live Free, Exceed Your Highest Expectations. I want everybody to go out there and get this. Devon always has a good word for the people, man. You never disappoint, my brother.
Appreciate it. And I always enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy talking to Megan. So I just want to thank you so much.
We love talking to both of you, and she says hello as well.
Thank you so much, Devon.
And let us know when that movie dropping, because I need to see that.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Trust me, I'll be seeing it early.
All right, my brother. Peace.
All right, Pete.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for the rumors. Let's talk Trade or Truth.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Congratulations to Trey the Truth. He is getting the Changemaker Award at the 2021 Billboard Music Awards. That's going to air on May 23rd. He deserves it.
Well deserved. Man, absolutely.
He deserves it is the understatement. Drop on the clues bombs for Trey the Truth, man. Trey the Truth, you know, puts himself on the front lines all the time. I saw Trey was at a rally yesterday with Teslin and my son, and I believe Tamika was there. But yeah, man, salute to Trey the Truth.
Shout out to Trey.
He is who he says he is.
All right, now Tank, as we told you, says that he is going deaf and he's going to document this whole journey to find out what's happening in his right ear. Well, here's what he said now.
I got my MRI done today and, you know, we didn't see anything crazy in terms of the brain function, anything connected to this ear over here. So that's good. So we're treating it now as just kind of a very severe case of vertigo, running some steroids as well as some meclizine for like the dizziness and all of that. But I found out something. I found out I have a deviated septum. But back to the ear, this ear actually is worse. I tested lower today in terms of the things I could hear. So hopefully that starts to turn around quickly.
Damn. You sending healing energy to Tank?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's awful, but, you know, let's make sure we give him his flowers. Tank is super talented, and that has to really suck for him, especially because of what he does for a living, right?
Yeah, that's his whole livelihood. That's like losing your voice, right?
Yep.
If you can't hear, yourself hit them notes, can't hear the music properly.
All right, now let's get into some more new music. As you know, this weekend is super exciting. Now, 21 Savage has a new song out with Gunna and Young Thug. It's called Emergency off the Spiral soundtrack.
When you're playing tough, got hit with a Drake. Richie Paranoid in the hills with a K. Nip it in the bud, I check that. Yo, bitch, get inverted in my lap with her naked. Pull up in your hood, we'll stretch that. Yo, little ticket throw, I've been cinnamon cap pad. First time on a no car fat. We got the same kind of guns like Star Trek. Don't need no keys to start that. So many who off in this car, man, park that. 9-11 punches emergency. Kicking the door, it's a burglary. Let it burn at 30 degrees. 25 rest for a surgery. I know you just take a tough when I really pull up. You gon' call the authority. I'm in it up, gotta see who I really control. Cause these games ain't for me.
God damn, 21 be snapping, man. Drop one of Clues bombs for 21 Savage. Boy, 21 be snapping.
All right,
we don't appreciate
in addition,
21 like they should.
The Migos have a new song called Straightening Out.
Turn a pandemic into a pandemic. You know that we own.
Yes, sir.
Them don't pull up in L.A. This together won't get what you homes. I don't do the fake kicking.
No.
There go a rocket, it's taking it. It's a problem with you, then we straightening it.
Straight.
Swap out the cap, put a demon in it. Upgrade the band up with fiends in it.
Ooh.
I got some shooters you seen with me. We're running back, I just seen tenant. We going to get straight. Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah, straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah, don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
Hey.
Don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
You know, Academics has been saying this for a while, and I agree with him. I think Culture 3 by Migos is going to be fire. They sound back focused. I think Migos got rich, and, you know, sometimes when you get rich, you get comfortable. The stuff I've been hearing them on lately, they sound hungry. So I'm looking forward to Culture 3.
Yeah, they do sound hungry, and I agree with you. I think sometimes you need a little push, and then when people say you fall off or you ain't got it, it makes you push, and they've been spitting.
All right, and
they got rich.
And more Nicki Minaj news. You know, we already played Seeing Green, the full song featuring Drake and Lil Wayne earlier this morning. Well, now here is part of another new song that's on the Beam Me Up, Scotty. It was a mixtape that she now has on streaming services. Yeah, I know y'all all remember that when that came out. That was hard. So
classic.
It's nice that
classic.
It's available now for us to stream. But this new song is called Fractions.
I'm the one who run the city where they armed and vicious. Accusations on them blogs and they all fictitious. I done bent the realest blocks, pushed the hardest sixes. Keep a couple killers that don't care how far them licks is. Look, bitches act like they want action, heard they want action. Bitch, we ain't ducking no action. I'm about to get them that traction, send a distraction. Then I'ma line them like fractions. Break, I let them live, look at all them eating. But these bitches gon' be mad once I call this meeting.
Yeah, I didn't know she had three new songs on there. I got to listen. I thought it was just a CN Green record.
But, no, that
Fraction sounds dope.
Chirac with G Herbo, because that was leaked before, but this is officially out.
Yeah,
now.
We heard that one already. But
oh, I heard
Fractions
that.
And,
heard that.
Yeah.
CN Green?
It's just two. Yeah, just two.
That sounds like the sample from Hov, where I'm from. I just love when folks are rapping, man. It seems like everybody just going back to the basics, man. Hard beats, hard rhymes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I like.
All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great weekend. I'll be watching everything that's happening because I know everyone's going to be talking about all of this new music. We told you before, Kodak Black has a new album out as well. Little Skies put out a Unbothered Deluxe version. It has another 7 new songs added to it. All right. And that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here, and the General Insurance understands that stuff happens, including lapses in auto coverage. At the General, they make it easy to get reinstated and will work with you to keep you covered. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com to find out more. Some restrictions apply.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I just want to tell you guys, I really appreciate you guys again. I announced my Atlanta car show about a month ago, and it damn near sold out. I got a lot of people on the East Coast saying, yo, Envy, can you do one here? We don't want to fly or drive to Atlanta. So we are doing one on the East Coast as well, Atlantic City. The date is August 14th, which is a Saturday. It's going to be Carchella, so it's going to be your favorite celebrity cars. It's going to be exotic cars, cars from the Paid in Full era, regular cars, just dope cars. We're going to have amusement rides. There's going to be music. There's going to be food trucks. So make sure you get your tickets. I think the first 1,000 tickets are just $19.99. So we're trying to make it as affordable as possible for people out there. So get your tickets. And I just really appreciate you guys and all the support. And thank you, man. August 14th, can't wait to see you guys in Atlantic City, and also July 3rd in Atlanta, man. And for people in Florida and on the West Coast, we're working on some things for you guys too. But we waiting as soon as the world opens back up. You know, I could wiggle and maneuver a little bit more.
What you mean the world open back up? You moving like the world already open? Nah, what you talking about?
Atlantic City has to be outdoor because Jersey is not allowing full capacity at a lot of his venues. That's why I got to do Jersey outside. In Atlanta, you know, Atlanta's open. So, but some of these other places, they don't allow the venues to do, you know, to open up at full capacity.
We'll partner with somebody and say we're giving out the vaccine right there at the venue. Or if you get the vaccine 2 weeks in advance, you can come to the car show as is. No mask, no nothing.
No mask, no nothing. I thought about that. I thought about giving the vaccine shot to one of the events because I got the amount of people there. But I'm like, you know what? Nah. But, yeah, I can't wait to see you guys July 3rd in Atlanta and August 14th in Atlantic City. All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note and more, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Devon Franklin for joining us this morning.
That's right. Salute to Devon Franklin, man. But I'm going to tell you somebody else we got to salute. And we haven't been paying, you know, this team the proper respect. But you got to salute the New York Knicks, man. The New York Knicks have clinched a playoff berth.
They're busting ass.
Don't come in here screaming. You be in here screaming Brooklyn Nets any other time.
No, Yee's always Brooklyn Nets. I always shout out to the Knicks, man. Knicks is always my team. But go ahead.
Well, I don't have a personal NBA team. I like players and I like styles and I love the way this New York Knicks team plays. You know what I'm saying? Tom Thibodeau got them playing right. Salute to Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, and salute to World Wide West. Drop on the clues bombs for World Wide West, man. World Wide West and made the Knicks cool again.
Absolutely.
and got the Knicks out there playing, and they got a playoff spot, man. So salute to the New York Knicks, man. I can't wait to see what they do in the playoffs.
Congrats to the Knicks. Word.
And also, man, all this new music that came out today. You know, J. Cole's album is great. Mm-hmm. The Nicki Minaj Seeing Green record is great. What else came out? 21 Savage on the Saw soundtrack. The Migos put out a record. The Migos put out the record Straightening that they've been teasing for a while. Kodak Black. Yeah, Kodak Black dropped. And I think the Migos about to drop their album soon, too.
Okay.
I think they're going to drop real soon. So, yeah.
Little Skies.
It's a great time for hip-hop.
And I just want to tell you guys are stupid out there. All you guys listening, thank you for all the congratulations. My wife is pregnant. Yeah, this is baby number 6.
Why do you just call us stupid?
Because people are saying, yo, congratulations to you, Envy. I heard you're pregnant and Charlamagne is the dad. No, I am not pregnant. That was a joke that Dramos put out there.
It's a rumor.
There's no rumor.
Just saying.
When I'm getting pregnant, my butt.
I don't know how these things work.
The fact that you even feel the need to get on the radio and announce that makes me look at you differently. I'm like, does Envy think he can have a baby?
Maybe he does.
why do you got to explain to people that you, the father, is not pregnant?
They said you the father.
I'm not doing this. I want to say thank you to everyone who has been supporting Tamika Mallory's book, State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built. It's doing very, very, very well. So my positive note is simply this. No duty is more urgent than giving thanks. So thank you for supporting Tamika Mallory, State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built. You can get that wherever you buy books this weekend.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.